He's lost a lot of blood, one of them said. Light bulb after light bulb passed over me. At the end of the hallway, we rounded a sharp corner. My eyes, I could hardly keep them open. He's barely breathing, the other nurse said loudly, pausing. He stopped breathing. I heard her say, now much more quietly, distantly, get a doctor now. Then a high pitch ringing in my ears. Night. For the fate of humans and the fate of animals is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. All are from the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows whether the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals goes downward to the earth? Ecclesiastes 3, verses 19 through 21. Night turned light. No, not light. No light, but rather darkness visible. I'm alive, I think. But I see nothing. I hear nothing. I open my eyes wide. Eyes? What eyes? Everything is featureless, motionless. I try to speak. Nothing comes out. Pure consciousness. I linger, as if floating on a sea of darkness, luminous darkness, radiant darkness, mind only, capable, as these thoughts illustrate, of thinking, of experiencing, even as there is nothing before me to experience, nothing to see, to hear, to taste, to touch. Suspended, solitary, alone. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive them all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. Jeremiah 33, verse 8. Night, wait, dim light, more light, dawn. I open my eyes. I have eyes. I'm outside. I hear the sound of children playing. It's a schoolyard. It's my schoolyard, the schoolyard of my childhood. I look left. Basketball courts, chain link nets under the rims, just as I remember them. I look right as fear inexplicably overcomes me. I rub my eyes. I see a boy, dark, wavy, brown hair, probably 8 or 9 years old, skinny, scrawny, really, wearing a gray t-shirt with a picture of Michael Jackson on it, running toward me, carrying a basketball under his left arm, flanked by two boys. He stops, just 3 or 4 feet away. I don't understand his words. What's he saying? Stop it. He's yelling at me, gesturing at me. His friends are laughing. More words. Why can't he stop? And then tears. My eyes blurry with them as they well up. I feel parallel streams down my cheeks. Laughter in the background. I turn my head downward, and through tears I see tiny shoes. Shoes of a girl. Girl sneakers. Pink and white. Pink and white. Night. Behold, I have refined you, but not like silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. Isaiah 48, verse 10. I linger, suspended again, mind alone. Night. Then dim light, then more light. I see before me a marbled carpet, a pattern of imperfect circles and squares, alternating colors, rich mocha brown and black. I look up, a sliding glass window door opens up to a barren field. Winter, cold. I know this house. This is my house, the home of my childhood. The boy, the same boy, he enters the room from the left. Behind me, yes, I can feel the warmth of an earth stove, smell the burning of the wood. The boy, it's the same boy, skinny, kind of scrawny, but older now, a little taller, probably 11 or 12, wavy brown hair. Wait, we're arguing. No, you can't go, I hear myself saying plainly, firmly to the boy. I'm much taller than he is, towering over him. The boy, he keeps arguing, almost shouting. Then the unthinkable. I hate you, he screams. Paralysis, shock, disbelief. How could this boy, my son? I look down after a moment, boots, dirty brown, caked with dust. Night. I linger once more, my consciousness adrift in a sea of total darkness. Light, then night, then light again. Wave after wave, scene after scene, each one ending by looking down. The shoes, different shoes with every episode, brown shoes, black shoes, men's shoes, women's shoes, dress shoes, tennis shoes, boots, no shoes. But the boy present in every scene, yet only first a boy, then a teen. And with more waves, light, night, the boy becomes a man, wavy dark hair and a beard. And a figure, a silhouette, becoming more visible with each wave, each scene, standing next to him. Night. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized, to see your life unfold. John Ilvesacker. The scenes I see are slower now, fewer and farther between. The man, once a boy, his beard silver now, then gray, standing straight and now gradually stooping. And the figure standing next to the man, each scene just a silhouette, featureless, standing next to him, saying nothing. The man, he can't see the silhouetted figure, but in each scene, as the man I'm observing hurts me, the observer, his countenance begins to change. The man, his face gradually softens behind his aging beard, and the figure standing next to him, hands cupped on the man's shoulder, remains. Scenes slow now as I focus, I gaze more steadily. Night, light. Then Nathan said to David, behold, you are the man. 2 Samuel 12:7. It was then I realized my whole life, as it were, had flashed before my eyes. Only it wasn't from my point of view. It was from the perspective of every person I had hurt, first as a boy, then as a teen and a young man, then a middle-aged man, and finally an elder man. I was being cleansed, purged. My mind wasn't expanding, but my heart was deepening, empathizing, standing quite literally in the other person's shoes. And now, night, light, as the light dimmed once more, I felt myself again, pure consciousness floating. Nothing to see, hear, or touch. No different from when I began, save one thing. Tears. Tears like those of the little girl in the first episode. welling up, brimming tears through which I saw night only once more. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will be changed in a moment. Then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 55. When I opened my eyes, the tears were gone. I had been washed clean. It was light, splendid light. I looked down at my feet. They were my own. And looking up, I saw, as it were, a great multitude, each accompanied by a figure, the same figure, the one I eventually in each scene saw standing next to me, his hand now on every person's shoulder, including mine. And then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." Revelation 21:6. And all God's people said, Amen.